This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What are you guys doing up so early?
I'm listening to a dumb nonsense radio show.
Oh, that radio show.
No, actually, it's my favorite too.
We have standards.
Incredibly low standards.
Good thing it's Friday.
Today is Friday.
Oh, thank God, Friday, TGIF.
Thank God it's TGIF.
Let's start this weekend.
It's showtime.
Good morning, it's Friday, everybody.
Good morning to you too. Who had meth gators for July? Anybody predict meth gators for July? Have you heard about the meth gators now?
I'm just not surprised by anything anymore.
The flushing of the drugs down the toilets in Florida and putting drugs in the water has created an aggressive strain of alligator. They're on meth.
They meet and you in just, the street pounding their fist going, give me your lunch money.
Anywhere in Florida.
They're angry. They're methed up. They're carrying briefcases, wearing sunglasses. It's awful. Oh, what's coming next? Hey, it's 2020, you know. Good morning to you. It's the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Let's get Friday started. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. It's odds and ends time. Hey, if you're going to Florida, watch out for those meth gators.
Yeah.
Just flushing all that dope down the toilets and stuff has flooded the waterways with meth, and the gators have been eating the meth, and they're all hyped up and aggressive now.
Florida
meth gators. That's the thing for July, meth gators. All right, 82% of people say they're very or somewhat confident they could fight off the Rona if they get it. Well, I'll tell you what, people, if you don't start wearing a mask, we're all going to end up with the Rona. The cases are going up like crazy. Stop complaining about wearing a mask. Just put it on and roll. Or better yet, just stay home still. I'm telling you, it's still risky.
This whole situation on Facebook about now that we're required, wear a face mask in North Carolina, a lot of people who have had the Rona or somebody close to them has had the Rona has said, guys, this is no joke. You've got to take this serious because it's painful.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine. I've seen some of the stories and read some of the accounts of people who have had it, and it just sounds horrible.
Let me put this in another way for you guys. A virus is attacking the cells of your body and killing cells. So in theory, it's killing part of you.
Yeah, it's like a meth gator is inside of you, eating up your inside.
Oh, God.
Right. Xerox reveals that 82% of workers say they're likely to return to their office in the next 12 to 18 months. Yeah, well, don't count on it, because here's the problem with coming back to offices with all the safeguards that are in place, especially if you work in like a high rise with only two people per and an elevator ride. How long is it going to take to get thousands of people into their jobs? It's not going to happen. And I can't imagine a worse place to get something with a bunch of people than where a bunch of people is just jammed in together on top of each other in an office. It's like a Petri dish. You know what I mean?
Basically, you guys, I don't think September 1st will ever happen for us.
No. And how are we going to go back to school? How are we going to play sports? I don't know why they're even thinking they can. My son plays football. You should see all the restrictions on practices. I mean, you know, there's no real touching. You can't. Yeah, each person has to maintain their own ball, and then in certain situations there's no touching of the football. It's nuts. How do you do it? You can't do it. New York City Marathon's been canceled because of the Rona. There's a good move. Another store may be going away. GNC, the vitamin store, they have filed for bankruptcy and may close up to 1,200 of their stores. They blame the Rona.
Oh, that's where I get my ear candles.
That's right. Yeah. That's where she gets the candle she lights in her ear, and it pulls out the wax.
It's fantastic and relaxing.
Oddly satisfying.
Yes.
Jeopardy star Alex Trebek has donated $500,000 to help build a new homeless shelter in the Los Angeles area. It'll be 50,000 square foot, and it's going to house many of the area's homeless seniors.
Annie, I have a question for you. Does Danny, when he sees you do that, does he go, man, I am one lucky guy?
Yeah, especially when I'm walking around no bra on, makeup all messed up. He loves me just like that.
And an ear candle in your ear.
Hey, look at all this wax that came out of my ear, sweetie. Finally, Stouffer's is launching a new product. You're going to love this, Chase. It's classic lasagna bites. The breaded bites are stuffed with the meat sauce, herbs, and mozzarella cheese. Tastes just like their lasagna, only encased in a delicious, munchable bite.
So basically, it's pizza rolls.
Yeah, but trashier.
Yeah, but even if they are, they got to be good. I mean,
right.
Think about it. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Andy, and Chase. I checked the World Health Organization's latest numbers. 9.3 million people have been infected with the corona, and that number is expected to reach 10 million next week. The organization says the numbers have not peaked. Large numbers of deaths may occur within the next month. Many hospitals right now, and countries as well, are having trouble obtaining oxygen concentrators, which boost the flow of oxygen to COVID-19 sufferers.
I said this months ago, we should have just locked it all down, Italy style. The whole nation locked this sucker down. But no, they want to be nice. They want to give us leniency. Ugh, I'm so over this. We should have been done.
I think there's so many people who just, you know, for whatever reason, are still thinking that this is no worse than the flu and that it's fine to go out and do whatever you want to do now. But this right here proves that's certainly not the case. And remember, in North Carolina now, if you've been out of town, it is required in the state of North Carolina to wear a mask in public. Also, they are also saying that if you've just returned from Myrtle Beach, say you went to Myrtle Beach Father's Day weekend, you should quarantine yourself for 14 days.
Mm-hmm. And I saw this morning, too, that Brazil, its cases are going through the roof. They're going to catch up to us, probably.
Good gosh.
If we don't have a vaccine, it's going to stay this way. It's not going to be normalized until we have a vaccine. Okay, so that's probably going to be a solid year.
But then when we have a vaccine, you have to think, what are the side effects down the road? We don't know. We just came up with this vaccine.
Yeah, that's true. So anyway, people, just be extra careful. Wear your mask. Don't go anywhere unless you have to. Let's see what we can do about speeding things along so we can all get back to normal as soon as possible. New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. Wake up with The Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. Time to lift our spirits with a good news story. What do you got, Annie?
The world's oldest golden retriever just turned 20 years old.
Oh, such a good boy.
Yeah, it's a good girl. She's so sweet. Oh. Her name is August, but her owners call her Augie. And she belongs to Jennifer and Steve, and they live in Oakland, Tennessee. And they actually just recently adopted her. She was born in 2000, and she was rehomed twice before finding this forever home. And I cannot believe it because she's so cute. She's so sweet, and the staff of the rescue say that, you know, she's got great genetics, she's a wonderful pet to have, and she couldn't believe that anybody would ever, you know, take her back to the shelter. Anyways, this is going to be where she's going to be forever and always, and Augie loves to go on walks despite her age, and she gets, you know, her supplements and eats wet and dry food, and she just gets all the love in the world, and, you know, she got to celebrate. She had a dog-friendly carrot cake, and then she had other doggy participants. Her, I guess, brothers and sisters, Sherman, Belle, and Bruce. She's just precious. I am going to share this up on our Facebook page because you just can't deny her sweet little face. They had all that little birthday cake and everything. And, you know, she remains like the oldest known living golden retriever. But the oldest dog ever was 30 years old. His name was Maggie. So she's got a little ways to go. But I think Augie, with all this love and just, you know, activity she's got going on, she's going to live to see about 20 more years.
Wake up with The Wolf Show. What do you collect? or what at one time did you collect in your lifetime? There have been so many things that were supposedly collector's items or value. Remember the people who were collecting those Beanie Babies?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you're listening right now and you collected those Beanie Babies thinking they were going to be worth something. Guess what? They're not. They're worthless junk, just like so much of this other stuff is. But people collect some weird stuff, and some people have collections displayed in their homes, like people who collect the sewing thimbles or the spoons that you get from various places, and you display them on the wall. Wine corks from various places. If you're a wine fan, you collect the wine corks and put them in a bowl. Other people, my ex-wife used to keep matchbooks from restaurants. She would keep them, and she just keep them in a big bowl at home, and you pick one up. Oh, I remember going here. This was a great place.
My daddy always kept a bag of matchbooks. I have them now, too. Just a random collection of them. I don't collect any, but I love cherishing his.
Do you collect anything, Annie? Do you collect, or did you collect anything?
So, I used to collect bottle caps, and I would do various things to get said bottle caps.
Okay.
One time at a bar. One time I was at Johnny and June's with my friends, and I had a couple beers, and I decided that this bartender, I walked up, I said, "Hey, all those bottle caps, man, what are you doing with them things? You throwing them away?" "Well, yeah, I don't got nothing to do with them." I said, "Well, what can I do to get those bottle caps?" He goes, "You come back at the closing, and you show me your boobies." I was like, "All right, bet."
Yay, Annie!
Needless to say, I went home with a plethora of bottle caps. But now I just keep it safe. I collect koozies, but I also buy most of those so that I don't have to degrade myself.
Dale, I don't think I can top that. I don't.
You haven't showed your boobs to get anything you wanted to collect?
I've tried, okay? I've tried.
Nobody wants to see it.
No. I did. Kelsey, when we first started talking, she was very big on it. We do this now. Everywhere we go, we collect the the penny presses. You go to the place and you get the thing pressed.
Yeah.
You know,
right? Yeah.
That and then I've started saving all the hotel keys. Literally.
Oh, you kept the hotel key.
Yeah, that's true.
I know a friend of mine who traveled for work collected all those hotel keys. He ended up making a coffee table with them. He put them all on a coffee table and epoxied them down and put a piece of glass over it. And so now he has all those hotel keys from all the different places he's been.
See, that's what I was going to do with all the bottle caps, but then I moved a couple times. I lost all the bottle caps. I had so many, you guys. I just never put them to work on.
Was it worth it?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
It was worth it for her. So what do you collect? Let us know. Post it up on social media or let us know. You can call us or text us at the same number at 680-WOLF. And I tell you what, Chase, I'll give you a 20 if you'll pull that shirt down.
Oh, okay. Yeah, here we go.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Guys, we're talking about this Rona thing, and we're all wearing masks, and the cases keep going up, and we're trying to get this thing under control. And at the same time, Disney is trying to figure out when they're going to open back up. Now, to me, that is worst-case scenario for chances of getting the Rona. Packed into Disney World or Disneyland, in line, right on top of other people. Can you imagine that mess?
No.
I'm good.
They had made plans at Disneyland to open, and now they've had to backpedal. Say the state of California has now indicated that will not issue theme park reopening guidelines until sometime after July 4th. Given the time required for us to bring thousands of cast members back to work and restart our business, we have no choice but to delay the reopening of our theme parks and resort hotels until we receive approval from government officials. Once we have a clear understanding of the guidelines, we expect to be able to communicate a reopening date.
Well, they saw what happened in Florida, and they were like, oh, we're good. We're going to hold off.
Yeah, and now they have meth gators.
Yeah. Yeah, see what happens? See what happens? Think if they'd have opened up and there'd been a meth gator invasion there.
Exactly.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. It's time to celebrate.
Birthday time. What a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregation. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time.
you're celebrating today, you share that birthday with Ariana Grande, who is 28, Nick Offerman, who is 49, and Derek Jeter, who's 45. We've got some local birthdays. Alex Benez from Walkertown, Crystal Cross from Winston-Salem, and Andrew Strickler, he's from Staley, and he's celebrating tomorrow. But happy early birthday to you. Get your birthdays in right now by going to our website, 931wolfcountry.com. And just in case we missed yours,
happy birthday to you.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, Nimrod News Time. From the land of law and order, it's a dine and dash.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Well, this group of 10 goes into the Cheesecake Factory up in Lindenhurst, Ohio.
Good choice.
Runs up a $500 tab, and they try to bolt from the restaurant. One diner threw a plate at a server. Cops quickly arrived and issued trespass warnings to two people in the group who, for some reason, were still hanging around when the cops got there.
We're just going to stand outside, wait.
I have never done the Dine and Dash. I know people who have done it, and I've never done it or been in a group who've done it. Have either of you been involved in a Dine and Dash incident?
Yes, I did.
I knew she would be the one out of the group to do it after what she told us earlier. Yeah, she's going to be the one to do it.
It happened before I really was all about the karma, okay? And we decided we were going to do it at our favorite Hispanic restaurant out in Winston. And we would have gotten away with it, except for our friend Shania had to pee. So she went to the bathroom. I'm in the car waiting. And she goes, Annie, they came out and said something about, I need to pay the bill. And I was like, huh? Come on, let's go. And she's like, no, we got to pay the bill. And I was like, oh, God, it's never going to work. And so we ended up paying.
Yeah, blame it on the urine. Blame it on the urine. Well, this guy was arrested for driving drunk, which is not unusual. This happens every day, as you know. But this guy was arrested for riding his mower while drunk.
Yeah. I've seen something similar like that.
You know, I don't condone it, but it's at least it's a little better than driving like a 6,000-pound weapon.
Yeah, this guy up in Chesterfield County, Virginia, the police there arrested him. He's 62-year-old, and he was driving a lawnmower while he was drunk. Victor Smith was found in a parking lot with a case of beer on his mower. he had a little homemade mount there and had the whole case on the mower. He was charged with DUI, so hey. You can get a DUI on a mower drunk in a parking lot, evidently, or at least in Chesterfield, Virginia. So
you can get one on a bicycle, too.
Yeah, that's true. Wake up with the Wolf Show, Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. Let's talk about kids here for a second. Now, I'm, of course, the eldest member of this little team.
Mm-hmm.
My children are really, they're grown. My older son is 20. My youngest son is 16. Annie's got a tiny baby boy. And Chase is well on his way. My prediction is that they will be pregnant by the end of the year.
No.
Or the spring by the latest.
No.
Here is such a cool survey, and these are things that kids actually said. They ask 1,000 kids the best things about being a kid. All right? And these are kids under the age of 11. Who responded to this, and I have the top 10 things that they said was the best about being a kid. Number 10, everything is fun.
Oh, yeah.
Can you remember when everything was fun? Come on, people. How awesome would that be if everything was fun?
Getting up early to sit with my parents while they read their newspaper and drink coffee, or going to the grocery store, getting McDonald's, that was a treat, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, when we were kids, going out to eat was a big treat. We didn't do it so much. You know, kids do it all the time now. I mean, my kids have been all over the world eating all kinds of different food. You know, it wasn't the case when I was a kid. Number 9, jumping in puddles. Number 8, building forts and make-believe in general. Number 7, having a lot of friends. And that this is so true. Let me just tell you, kids, you're never going to have friends like you have now. It's not going to be like that when you're older. Love every minute of it. Enjoy every second of that. You get to be outside a lot. Well, I don't know where these kids are. I find a lot of kids like to stay inside and play video games now. Number five, birthdays.
Yeah.
Number four, summer vacation and all the other holidays that you have off. Number three, the excitement during the lead up to Christmas.
Yeah.
And that was the greatest, wasn't it? That you seemed like it took forever to get here. And now it's like, what? Christmas is when?
The best.
You gotta be kidding me.
The best was on the last day right before the break. And the teacher's already like, well, you guys just talk for the rest of the period. And you're like, we're about to get on the bus. We're about to be out of here. This is
it's
awesome.
Christmas. Yeah, baby. And I got to tell you, to this day, Christmas Eve to me is the best day of the whole year.
It is.
There's so much magic on Christmas Eve.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the best day of the year. Number two, you think they won't say this, but they do say this, having parents to love you and take care of you is number two. And number one, we go right back to Christmas. Number one best thing about being a kid to 1,000 kids under 11, two words, Christmas presents.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that getting up on Christmas morning and going in there and seeing that stuff. It's like, wow, look at this.
As you get older, kids, just remember, nap time will become your favorite time.
It is. It is your favorite time. But I will tell you this, as your kids, when those years are gone, those Santa Claus years, you will miss that so much. That's one of the most fun things about being a parent to me, among all the other things. I love the whole surrounding stuff about Christmas and Santa and getting to Christmas morning. It was the greatest part of being a dad to me. But those are the 10 things best about being a kid, according to 1,000 kids, 11 and under. Good list, kids. Wake up with the Wolf Show and another quarantine concert coming your way tonight.
I am so excited about this one, too. Mitchell Tenpenny is going to be hanging out with us, and I don't know what it is about the Drunk Me song. It is forever my favorite song. It has nothing to do with my life, but I love it. He's going to hang out with us on Facebook Live, 7 p.m. tonight. It's the Wolf's Facebook page, so if you're not already following us, you need to do so. We've got all the information, and you can see more of our lineups for Quarantine Concert Series by going to the website, 931wolfcountry.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.